A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on this globe, this fine, wonderful morning. Although, it's morning where I'm at, might not be where you are. It's a very nice, cold, chilly morning out here on the wet coast of British Columbia and Canada. Slightly below zero for those of you on the Celsius, and anyone out there on the Fahrenheit scale, which would be my American friends down there, it's a little bit below 32 degrees. So nice and chilly out there today. This is welcome back to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This is episode 51. And I know I was supposed to get a podcast out last week, but unfortunately, it was very fortunate. I spent the week with my boys at home, and I just didn't get the time to get it recorded like I had anticipated. And of course, Marcus is still out on vacation, so I'm doing this one alone again. And he will be back for the next show, though, which would be will be kind of cool and fun. We'll be back at it again. So it is just a great, wonderful day, and got some more plugins for you this week, bringing you some more fun, enjoyable stuff that, it's all great. And we'll be bringing it up for you just for right after my little rant here, and I have a hell of a rant this week. Now, I know for those of you that have been listening to me for quite some time, I'm not afraid of criticisms or people who tear me down or give me proper critiques on my stuff, my business, my company, my podcast. It really doesn't matter. Give me a good critique. Well, this past week, it came to my attention that someone out there on the web had made an actual bad report about my company, which kind of surprised me because I really hadn't had one. Turned out that this person here, and let's see here, let me get my information in my head. This person in the... Anyway, now that I've got the information in my head, this person here, his name, I guess, might be Benjamin, I'm not entirely certain, but his website is called Hosting Reviews Exposed, and accordingly, many of you may know I have a small hosting business attached to my design business, which many designers end up doing. And at one point in time, a couple of years ago, I had these aspirations of turning it into a real big hosting company, and I realized, after a while that it wasn't exactly what I wanted, so I kind of let that go and I kept my hosting business strictly for my clients, and my very good clients is what it developed into, is only my good and best clients get to be on my hosting service. The rest of them, they host wherever they want and I deal with them through whatever hosting company they got. Well, what happened was, I guess it's been about a year and a half that this fellow Benjamin did this review, well, so-called review, because to do a review on a product or a company or a podcast or something, you need to have at least sampled it. You need to have either sampled the product, you need to either have listened to the podcast, you need to have had some sort of tangible effect on it. Well, not this guy. This guy here has started a website where he attacks hosting companies based solely upon the fact that they have advertised with certain hosting directories and hosting listing sites. And I had advertised on a hosting listing site called webhostingstuff.com back in 2009. Back when I was trying to make this company or make my web business a go of it. And I was there I worked with it trying to make it work for a few months, and then I just sort of forgot it, said, okay, this isn't working for me, and I moved on to something else. Well, I guess in June 2010, somehow or another, my company name made it into this company's top 25 list. How, I never had a clue. But at any rate, this guy, Benjamin, decided that that's a good reason to go attack somebody, go attack their credibility, go attack their whether or not they know what they're doing as a hosting provider, whether they provide, I don't think he said provide good service, but he did sort of insinuate that I wouldn't provide good service. Basically, he insinuated that I was of low character, I was doing something underhanded, and basically, in my opinion, he was slandering my service. And when I went through his website, well, he was slandering numerous hosting providers. Some of them may have deserved it, who knows? That's not the point. The point is that the man never ever sampled my products, he never sampled any of his other products. His whole excuse for doing these type of so-called reviews was the fact that we were on this top 25 list. And he's saying, well, if you're on that list, you bought your way to the top. So I know I didn't buy my way to the top because I didn't spend any money with this company. I mean, I didn't have any money to spend. And of course, June of 2010, when I got on the list, I know I had no money to spend because I was in serious financial straits at that time, and I was spending no money anywhere, and I was doing everything I could just to come up with business to keep myself going. And it was just before I started this podcast too, so it was, there was a lot of changes in my business plan at that time there, so the hosting wasn't even part of it. So anyway, I've written this fellow a very long response, point by point, countermanding each of his little points in his big, long, slanderous so-called review of me and my service. Maybe he got a couple of things right, like he did attack my website design, and well, that I give him, you know, the ability to do. Anyone can attack your website design if they are a designer, because they can say this design is no good for this reason, or I think it's no good for this reason or that reason. But he can't say my service sucks, because he doesn't even know if it sucked or not. So anyway, this guy here just had me so riled for a couple of days. I was just so choked. Anyway, the review or the response to him will be posted on his website within the next couple of days, because I'm going through and making sure I make sure it's nice and clean and tidy, and I don't do anything too, you know, outrageous in it, because, you know, I don't like to do that sort of thing much. Anyway, at any rate, I wanted to announce it to you, my listeners out there, so you all could listen to it. There's a link in the show notes here for it. His website is called HostingReviewsExposed.com, and if you want to go see what kind of slanderous results a person can do, well, go take a look at him. You know, there's a couple of things he does do okay in this website. You know, it's not entirely bad. I mean, he does do actual review of some products that he uses, and I see no problem with that. You know, he's reviewing the products, saying, yeah, they're great, I love them, blah, blah, blah. And then he's attacking all these hosting providers simply because he thinks that that they bought their way to the top of a list. And one thing I did discover was, I thought to myself, what, did this guy have some problem with webhostingstuff.com? Turns out he did. Some time back, before he started doing this website, he had a problem with webhostingstuff.com. And what his problem was exactly, I have no idea. But to me, what he does a lot of just sounds like some disgruntled person who decides to attack everyone else because he's pissed at the world. I honestly don't know. So, anyway, that's what I wanted to rant about, because it just chokes me up. The other thing that chokes me up about it was, of course, the guy's name is Benjamin, according to all his posts on it. But when I decided to do a check on his Whois and other stuff, he hides his website behind domains by proxy. So nobody knows really who he is except him and maybe his friends. So that's the other thing that chokes me. If you're going to do things like this, put your whole name to it, admit to who you are, and stand behind whatever stuff you're going to do. That way, you know, if you are going to be a weasel and put out stuff that might be slanderous, be prepared to be called on the carpet and face the music for it. So anyway, I will be putting it out there. I'll have the link to his website in my show notes, so you can go check it out, see what you can find out about it. When I put it up on his website there, when I put the review up there, he's promised in his about page that anyone who responds to it, any hosting provider who responds, he will print it in full unedited. Well, we'll see. I know that once I put it on his website, I'll also be putting it up on my website, so that if he does not put it up unedited, at least it'll be up on my website unedited, my full response to his output here. Now, granted, like I said, it's been a year and a half since he wrote this, but it was just it just choked me up. I really dislike having someone attack my character in such a way and having no basis whatsoever for attacking it. If you got a basis for attacking my character, feel free. But make sure that it actually has a basis in attacking my character and my company's character. So anyway, that is my rant this week. And of course, this last week has been, you know, rather busy for me. Like I said, I've been home with my kids, and enjoying my boys and spending some time with my family, spending some time with my wife, got to go out a bit. It's been a pretty decent week, all in all. Rather enjoyed it. Shoutouts this week? I don't really have any shoutouts this week, at least none that come to mind. I think Manny sent me an email, but it has to do with some other business. I think he did say something about the podcast, so hello out there again, Manny. It's nice to have somebody regularly sending us in info. We love it thoroughly. It's great. Lots of fun. List of interesting sites. I didn't trip across any interesting sites running on WordPress this week either. But we've got a whole whack load of news this week. There's some really, really great news and some tips and tidbits. I've got a couple of articles here. One of them I tripped across. It's a really interesting article on how to increase the maximum file upload size in WordPress. As many folks know who use WordPress, you get on some hosting providers and you're limited to like two megs or 3 megs or, you know, very small file sizes to upload, which is all well and good to be limited if you're uploading just photos. But if you want to upload something like a podcast, well, you need 50, 60 megs of upload time. Availability, unless you want to FTP it up. So this is a article that tells you how you should be able to list it up. I didn't test any of the things in it, but it looks like from the writing of it, from what I know, they should work. There's several different manners, ways to do this change up. WordPress 3.3, an article on some of the 11 most important new features in WordPress 3.3, which didn't drop last week like I expected, but you know, what can I say? I called it, but it didn't happen. Maybe it'll happen the first week of December. Who knows? But I won't be around the first week of December. I'm going to Vegas. Yeah. Going to have myself a bit of a vacation. Going to get away from this nice, cold, chilly north and go down to where it's nice and warm. I believe it's, you know, somewhere around 22 degrees, or for those of you in the States, it's about 70 degrees or so. I hear it gets as cold as, maybe 12 degrees at night, you know, 60s. It's like, wow, I don't know if I can handle that. Might have to pull out my shorts. I've got another article here, Nexus announcing a new WordPress hosting platform. This is an interesting article of somebody working on a way for hosting WordPress websites in a new way. Another article here, WordPress Engine secures 1.2 million in Series A financing. So it's a company that's working on a WordPress engine. WordPress founder Mullenweg has a post about how enterprise software sucks. And WordPress news at the WordPress London WordCamp, I assume. And so that's our news for this week. Just a few things to go check out. Check them out in the show notes. Couple of really good news articles. You know, try to provide you all with some useful tips, information that I find on the web, because you know I spend a lot of time researching and looking for different things for clients. I know that in next episode I am going to be doing membership plugins, because I finally got to test them out for a client. I had to research several of them, but I had already I'd already researched all the plugins for this podcast, so it'll be coming up. So what have I got this week? Well, I'd been promising for some time to do the Web Physiology Portfolio plugin. Well, I finally got it for you. It's a pretty decent plugin, all in all. It, you know, it's recently updated. It's only 46 days old. It's compatible up to 3.2.1, been downloaded 13,000 times, and works with requires version 3.1 or higher for WordPress, otherwise it won't work. You know, they've got a few things to say about it. You know, they say it provides a clean look. It uses custom post types as well as custom taxonomies for the way it works. And what did I find with it? Well, I found that using the custom post types, it provided a much cleaner look than my current one. I haven't completed the changeover yet, so my website doesn't reflect this new one yet. So it will take me a little bit of time, because I got to create a new post for each and every one of my portfolio samples. It's got several ways of displaying it. You can display it in a grid or a list style layout, which is kind of nice. I like the list style a little bit better than I did the grid when I did it. And they've got some pretty good instructions, nice comprehensive instructions on their website, which is a benefit, because there's a fair bit to this plugin I discovered. And it has a fair number of complex settings that need to be set up and understood during setup. And I also did find it necessary to adjust the CSS for the plugin to make it fit into my website. And I use Premium or StudioPress Genesis themes for my website. So if you use something like Genesis, be aware that it is an issue if their CSS it doesn't always fit correctly. So you just got to go in and change it up. It's not that hard. And I made notes that I did find it a bit of a pain when adjusting it inside the StudioPress theme. So all in all, pretty decent. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating due to the issues surrounding setup. It's almost gave it a 2, but hey, 3 was perfect for it because it is a really decent plugin. It's just time-consuming to set it up and get it functioning. I imagine with a clean website, brand new, it's probably easier to set up. I mean, my website's been up and established for a while, and I've had plugins on and off of it, so I've got a bit of a mess in my back end, so I have to clean and change things up on a regular basis. So that one there, check it out. It's a really great plugin. It's Web Physiology Portfolio, very decent plugin, and it will give you a better look for your portfolio than the other ones I've used. So what else do we got? I've got one here called Web Propagator. Web Propagator, this one here is a little bit older of a plugin, 273 days. It seems like it's relatively new. It hasn't been downloaded a whole lot, so 160 times. So I thought, well, let me check it out. Maybe it'll be something decent. I don't know, so I'd give it a given an idea, and let's see. And what do they had to say about it? They said it's a great plugin to keep track of what plugins are installed on your website, copy and activate them to any number of other WordPress installs. I love that idea. Fantastic idea. It's useful when you have separate WordPress installs that you want to keep synchronized in terms of plugins. Well, I've got dozens of those, and I've got several websites that are virtually clones of each other, just different content. And I wanted to try this. I was thinking, man, this would be great if it works. Well, turned out that this plugin's all great in theory, but I was unable to make it work at all. There was no documentation on the plugin, so basically I didn't have the time to spend tearing it apart to sort it out entirely and get it figured out. So basically it just spun down the drain with a 1 Dragon plugin for being so poorly done and so poorly implemented. Kind of explains why it's over 273 days old and been downloaded 160 times. So, just because it's like that doesn't mean they're all bad like that. You never know. Sometimes the low download time means that they're new or they haven't been discovered yet. That's the other thing I'm going to do with this show is I'm actually going to go hunt down plugins that are undiscovered. I'm going to see if I can bring to light some plugins that hardly have any downloads or unknown. Maybe shine some light into some dark crevices somewhere. Anyway, the next one I've got here is called WP Scheduled Themes. This one here, 215 days old. Again, only downloaded 684 times. So it's not that bad. It works to 3.2.1. And accordingly, that they got to say, simple enough, this plugin allows a WordPress administrator to schedule different theme to display on the website for holidays and special events for all visitors. Very straightforward. What did I find about this plugin? Very cool plugin. It works, simple, straightforward. I mean, there's not much else to say. You install it. You install your extra themes, like say you've got a theme for Christmas coming up for your website. You want that Christmas theme to show during Christmas week only. You s install the theme. You take the plugin here, and then what you do is you set the dates. You say, I want this theme to run from December 15th to December 30th. That's all you do. And it actually works, because I tried it just to see what would happen. And sure enough, the theme starts on that day, and it turns off on that day, and it reverts back to whatever theme you had originally. It is just really cool if you want to run a website with customized themes during specialized events or times of year or whatever. So what can I say? It's a fantastic plugin. This is one of the undiscovered ones that I was talking about. So what did I give this one? For simplicity and everything, this one got a 5 dragon rating. I mean, come on. Simple, easy, and works. How can you go wrong? Gotta love that. So what else do we have here today? We've got another one here. It's called the Top Commentators Widget. This one here, 266 days old, compatible to 3.1.4, they say. Downloaded 90,000 times. So, it's been downloaded a few times. And of course, when I give the compatibility, this is what's listed in the WordPress.org archive. I actually tested on the latest version of WordPress is where I'm testing it. So it does, if I say they work, they do work on my installs of WordPress 3.2.1 or whatever the current version of WordPress will be when I'm doing the show. So what do they have to say? This one here, kind of a cool little plugin. Top Commentators Widget. Basically, it's a sidebar widget to show the top commentators in your website, the people who comment on your website the most. It's kind of a way to show off who makes the most comments on your posts. You can put it in a sidebar, bottom widget, anywhere you want. Any sidebar you want, you plug this widget in. They've got an FAQ on how to customize the widget to tweak it to whatever way you want. Basically, pretty simple. What did I find? Yeah, it's simple plugin. Makes promoting your best commentators on your site so simple. You basically install the plugin, turn it on, add the widget, a couple of simple configurations to determine number of commentators, dates, or however you want the commentators to show up, and off you go. It's kind of cool. I put it in mine. It's now located down in my footer. I've got it down there. I want to see how it goes to see if I can get people commenting on my stuff more often and to show off the commentators. You can also have the commentators what to call it thing there, the little icon, the Gravatar, that's it. Have the Gravatar show up, and that way they get their picture on your website too. Kind of cool. So what did I do for this one? Of course, simple. I love simple. Simple and works. Simple and works always gets a 5 dragon. And that's what this one is. This is a 5 dragon plugin. It's beautiful, straightforward, and just works. And there's not much to it. So what have I got happening? I've got a frog in my throat. How about that? There we go. Frog's gone. I put a pause on that and stomped on that frog so you guys don't have to listen to me clear my throat. That's the beauty of recording this and not doing it live. I don't have to hack in anyone's ears. Try not to anyway. So what have we got coming up in next shows? Like I said, I've finally done my rounds on the membership plugins. So I will be discussing membership plugins next episode. I've got a couple three that I tested out and one that turns out pretty decent. So we'll be discussing those. Marcus will be back for the next show. He'll be back from his vacation. I'll try and get the next show out before I head out on vacation, which I really anticipate to do. And what else do I have happening here? Well, like I said, I'm still a little peeved about what I ranted about at the beginning, but fortunately it's been several days now since that happened, so it's nowhere near as irritating as it was the day I discovered it. I'm really glad I wasn't in the office the day I discovered it, so I didn't have to waste productive time dealing with him. I was at home, so I was able to just basically write out my stuff while taking care of my boys. And other than that, we're going to be looking for more lazy plugins. I'm still trying to connect with Scott Chris. I still haven't caught him online. Hopefully sometime soon. I haven't heard back from Casey about the other plugin that I did last week, the one on ClickBank, and hopefully I hear back from them him about doing the interview with him about that plugin. And I've got a couple of other emails out in the wind to other developers. I really want to now that I've reached a point in my show, I really want to get to doing a regular interview, hopefully every show with a plugin developer to enhance the show. Basically, what we'll do is I'll do the show, and the interview will probably be pre-recorded, so I'll just tack the interview on at the end and let everyone enjoy it. And that way folks can learn more about the plugins. The developers can reach a few people, because I know there's at least 5 people out there that listen to this show. There might be 6, hopefully 7, but you never know. At any rate, they can reach a few more folks, and I can make this a little more exciting of a show, because it's been over a year now. I'm on episode 51. And I should be, like episode 53 or 54, but that's what I get for missing a week here and there. I could get it caught up, but you never know. Who knows? Holidays are coming. Lots of things can happen to us. What else do we got happening? We've got, I'm trying to think here. Brain's freezing up, Still a little chilly here in my office. Well, I guess that would be pretty much it then. Not much else to discuss or go on about. All right, so you can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at onkonsu, that's A-H-K-O-N-S-U. Or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. Marcus, you'll be able to find Marcus at his website at marcuscouch.com. On Twitter at Marcus Couch, or on Facebook at facebook.com/MarcusCouch. And of course, as our final bit, we'll just let this little piece do it. And I know I promised to get a new one out, but I didn't get a chance to record it this week because I did my wife's websites. I had to get her shows up there, and that's probably my last plug here, is that my wife is a runner, so she's done a fundraiser for the BC Cancer Society. I believe it's BC Cancer Society. And what she's done is she's created a calendar that she's promoting, and it's got lots of runners in it. It's got lots of good-looking girls, and if I've got any females out there, I understand it's got hot guys in it too. But we'll go with the hot girls. I prefer those. So check out the calendar. You can find it on her website at runnersky.com or .ca. Or you can find it at YYJ Runners for Cancer, YYJRunForCancer.com. Sorry, YYJRunForCancer.com. I'll put a couple of links in the show notes because sometimes I don't come through clear. And Joe, check it out. Maybe you might want a calendar. Buy it up. Let us know. And of course, I'm going to be in Vegas the first week of December. So if I happen to have a listener in Vegas, email me. I wouldn't mind connecting with somebody down in Vegas. That'd be kind of cool. Anyway, here it is. This is the end of the show. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And I'll let this wonderful tune from Mevio's Music Alley carry us out.
A dozen white roses hand one out to a friend and a friend and a friend and a friend. Then you pass on. Pass on love, pass on love, pass on love, pass on love. You wanna do something good in this life and giving money from an empty wallet isn't your style. You can barely make ends meet. Then you pass on
She wrote.